We're moving toward the end of session already, a couple of weeks left. One of your measures pertaining to workers' compensation is moving along right now.
It is. I felt very fortunate and was able to get up on the Senate floor and get passed a bill that's going to help all of our rural fire departments. And this has been a big issue for me this year, just trying to get it across the finish line. It is out of the Senate, but basically what the bill does, it pays up to $2,000 a year towards fire departments' workers' comp insurance, and they have to submit an application for workers' comp. And our rural fire departments are hurting, and these are great people, great guys that go out and volunteer their time, maybe get $1, $2, $5 per call, but they'll get up in the middle of the night and go out and fight the fires and save lives. Not only do fire, but they do water rescue. Most sheriff's departments will call them out for accidents on rural areas, and so they definitely do it. And most of these guys volunteer so much, and they'd rather have equipment or something else than they would money. So this is a huge deal to get them to have some money to operate on. Their work comp costs was at one time like $300 per individual, and it's gone up to last, I think, was $1,200 per individual, and it's breaking these rural fire departments. And so we're losing some. Some aren't carrying the insurance, which puts them liable to be sued. There's just a lot of problems. So this should be a big boost to help pay their workers' comp premiums.
Do we know why the workers' compensation has gone up so much?
They claim they had a lot of claims, and then at one time they had an agreement with Missouri Consolidated Insurance as a group, and some of the rural fire departments did not have the money to pay it, so they dropped them. And there's only two insurance companies in the state of Missouri, I understand, that will insure them. And this is based on a sliding scale to encourage them to use it if they need it, but not to use it if they don't need it. So the maximum they get is $2,000 if they have less than five claims a year, and it goes down from there. That goes down significantly for every additional claims that they have. So hoping to keep it where we can keep this, and it's not a huge cost to state, but there's about 500 rural fire departments in the state of Missouri of volunteers, and so we got to do something to help them out, and it saves us money. As a homeowner, our homeowner's insurance is rated by how close we are to fire departments and whether or not we have rural fire departments. It saves homeowners some money also.
Another issue this week that deals with probation and parole that I believe is either made it through the Senate or making its way through the
Senate. It's made it through the Senate. That was an issue brought to me by the Ozark County Sheriff, Darren Reed, who had some concerns at probation and parole. They had the option when they had someone tested dirty on a drug test or something that they may notify the prosecuting attorney or circuit attorney. And under my bill, it says thou shall notify. And this will help with investigations going on if the sheriff's department's aware of it. There'd be a little girl alive today in Ozark County had we had this law and had this probation parole officer not made the decision to recommend revoking this person's parole. He tested dirty several times. Unfortunate that he took a little girl's life in a car accident by being that way. Lots of other incidents in that area. Last year, I started on it, had prosecuting attorneys in favor of it, had Sheriff's Association in favor of it, but just couldn't get it across the finish line this year. We've got a good hope. It's out of the Senate and it's waiting in the House now to be taken up past. Just 2 weeks left up here. It's going to be tough to get all this through.
It's another issue, and that's the time constraint of is seemingly how slowly some things will move the first even half of session, if not later, and then that last 2 weeks to a month, it seems like it's a flurry of activity.
There is, and it happens every year, and this year with the Senate Joint Resolution on the Religious Freedom Act, basically that tied up almost 2 weeks, and so that took a lot out of our schedule. I think I left here at 2 in the morning this week, one morning, just trying to get some things done, and that would have been the voter ID, the photo ID bill. We thought we had an agreement worked out with the minority party, but after debating it and staying here till about 2 o'clock in the morning, one of their members changed their mind and killed the whole thing. That'll be brought up at a later date, but that's just we're trying hard to get things done, but like I say, it gets to be a real crunch this time of year.